tell me if you've heard this one, but it fucking sucks out here. Ugh. It's been a fucking shit morning. Got out of the house late. Traffic fucking sucks. Weather's bad. Whatever, I'm out here now. Making my way. I had big plans, I was going to take calls today, but the weather is so shitty, I feel like I need to just kind of stay focused. Maybe tomorrow.
Sirius XM 70s on 7, and it's me, Randy Jones. I'm the original cowboy from Village People. The great thing about today in social media is you can stay in touch with folks that you crossed paths with over the years, and having a career for 50 years in show business, and Village People celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. I have heard from several of those energetic young cheerleaders from Clark American Dance. Actually, we owe the big, huge debt to creating that dance that you associate with Village People, YMCA. And even my mom, who's 85 years old, texts me, stays in touch on her iPhone, has her music on her iPhone. And social media is a great place where you can learn about my new CD, Mr. Right, and the opening cut is Forever and a Day at Studio 54, where we're getting our theme for this show, Forever and a Night at Studio 54, which reminds me of a story.
The cowboy from the Village People thinks that social media is great.
Back in the day, there was a performance of Grace Jones, who I was actually a performer with before Village People. And she had a performance at Studio 54, and the guys and gals from Chic were invited to come see that show. Something happened. There was some misstep. They were not allowed to get in the front door.
Oh, no.
So they left, went to an apartment, and decided to write a song about it. And it goes something like, "Oh, freak off." Freak off? I don't think that was it. But they certainly wrote a great song. And now, give it a listen right now. Get up and dance if you want to. Chic. Freak out!
I can't see anything. I'm sure you'll be amazed. Big fun to be had by everyone. It's up to you. Sure they can be done. Oh man.
Thank you.
someone, I want to hear what else the cowboy from the Village People has to say. Maybe we can check back in later.
I don't care. on 9.
It really... It's like, there's not a ton of traffic, but it seems very fucking dangerous out here. Like, the roads are saturated. It's very hydroplane-y out here. And the lack of cars means that everyone's going fast enough for that to be a little extra dangerous.
Enjoy! Enjoy! Because the world needs our destroy! Dominate! Eliminate!
Marketplace exists. The letter reads, quote, consumers of soy milk clearly understand that the product is derived from soybeans rather than bovine milk, and a large percentage consume it for just that reason due to dietary choices or restrictions, end quote. The letter also notes the soybean industry is vital to the dairy industry and supports policies to help the dairy sector. Soybean farmers provide more than 2 million metric tons of soybean meal feed to dairy producers each year. Well, AARP works to connect Americans from the big city to rural America. The organization has partnered with RFD-TV to present AARP Live Minutes each Thursday as part of their dedication to enhancing the quality of life for all as we age. In this week's report, an expert shares helpful and low-cost tips homeowners can use to save money on utilities.
Windows are an important place to look for drafts.
Windows.
I was even mad. Like, I got mad. I was really mad at you with the tailgate.
Think I'm mad, man. Brain drop, drop.
I just love your fleshy ways. This is why they don't get...
Drop the album, simply did it in your dorm room phone. 30 days later, the LP went gold, so what you say?
The band that says, yo, I am so elated, and I'm elated.
For a sucker to attack, you'll need to eat double. For me and P&B like the funky first club.
I fight fire with fire, that's why most of the time when we needed a piss point, you was high because you was memorized. But the style that we was bringing in the all-out battle, he comes out swinging. Cause I'm just the type of brother that's out to get mine. And if the odds against me, I still drop lines to get mines on time. That's why I most resign. Till my lazy one champ, who has my head on the climb. Sip a pen to your coat, put a twist of lime. I'll crack a 48, and then I go with the mind. So what you saying?
That ground plane killer, that who did you say? Must imagine that with your far-fetched raps, shit is crazy.
said to you,
fucking move, dude. Radio edit of this song might be better, just because I think Sensual Seduction is just a better name. Sounds smoother. Sexual Eruption is just, sounds corny. I don't know. Please engage with us. Oh, God. How would you define this word? Well, Webster's Dictionary defines the word fly as
I'm
in the city. You should meet my other friend. He stood with the girls. You should meet my college friend. One drives a Mercedes. You should meet my other friend. He stood with the girls. We drove to Miami, cause Miami is the place. We drove to Miami, cause Miami is Annie. In Miami, I wasn't. But we still want to play. You should meet my other friend.
T-shirt that just said Naruto over, and on the back said "Damn right Naruto's over," would be pretty fucking amazing. Ugh. Like the Offspring, like kind of occupies the same landscape as Smash Mouth. They just like Offspring didn't become a joke the same way Smash Mouth did. Like I feel like it could have like gone the other way, where everyone is constantly clowning on the Offspring for being fucking terrible. It's what you get when you choose Crazy Taxi over Shrek, I guess. Maybe a little less fame, a little less fortune, but... I feel like pretty fly for a fucking white guy should have been... Like, that should be an ongoing source of shame for everyone in that band. A constant. Okay, we are stopped, barely rolling, here in the tunnel. Oh, wow. East Coast office snowed in. Meanwhile, West Coast office tunneled in. I'm never going to get out of this tunnel. Working out of the tunnel this morning. Forward all my calls to the tunnel.
Bone Shaker. TM. Hot Wheels are weird. Hot Wheels people are weirder.
Building on history, you're building on legacy. Every time, like, they've already established greatest of all time, greatest coach of all time, greatest.
Do all the things we wanna do. You can't stand to see a brother get as rich as you. This since the 90s have been coming on strong, saying things and doing things that you're saying is wrong. Rising up, because on election day, we'll see who's banned in the USA.
Not the place where they brought down the wall. As true then as it is now. Anyone calling that five platforms is
left-wingers, bigots, communists, there is a place for you in this world because this is the land of the free, the home of the brave, and
stretching things a bit. Mr. Dr. Dre to you. For as easy as it is to make up fake shit like that, like, oh, let's crank out a fake subtitle for a Destiny sequel and a date and some of that other stuff. Like, it doesn't happen as often as you think. Usually this stuff hits, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, that seems legit. Why would someone make it up? And the answer is because it's fun. Like, to be honest, like, the only piece of that leak you pasted in here that seems suspect is the part where it's listed as five platforms. I just don't... That looks like something that no one who knows what the fuck they're talking about would ever say. Which means it probably is a marketing leak. I don't know. Because, yeah, that's not... like two things. One, it would be obvious that it would be coming to both versions of the PlayStation 4, because that's how that shit works. But yeah, Clueless Mark, yeah, that's, I could see it. I could see someone in some marketing bunker somewhere fucking spinning that shit that way. But yeah, Forge of Hope, this is pretty bad. Whatever, that's a very Destiny-sounding fucking phrase. What was the talk that this was going to take place like way later than the first, like years after the events of the first game, and that's how they were going to get away from the characters of Destiny 1, the trappings of Destiny 1, just to kind of spin it out? I'm not making that up, am I? I might be making that up. I don't know. I feel like I heard that, but when all the stuff about it coming to PC was leaking out. Fighting back the Cabal Empire. Yeah. That's, I don't know. If they set a game right after the events of Destiny 1 and then have a bullshit reason why you can't bring your characters in, I feel like that's sort of fucked up. But I don't know, one would expect that they would build something in there for people that played the first game to get some cool bonuses or something nice. You know, like a cool fucking dance, right? That's what anyone wants. We gave everybody the dance from that one TV show. You know the one. Oh, that's a big pothole that my back tires are now stuck in. Okay, all right, we're fine. I don't know, watching this trend unfold more and more, you know, I think Ubisoft had their earnings call today where they were like, yeah, we're going to keep extending out the life of our existing games and, you know, give them legs and keep that shit going, keep making money off them and all that stuff. Like, it's sensible, but also, like,
sometimes it's what's between the songs that sets the tone. DJ Quick. Quick Screw.
That's like frustrating. It's weird. I don't know. It creates a situation where, like, these major publishers are all going to get locked into games, and if you like those games, great. If you don't like those games, they've got nothing for you. Depending on the depth of their sleep, right?
Drop us a line. Facebook.com/SiriusXMBaxman.
Like, I have zero interest in Rainbow Six Siege. It's cool that it found an audience. It's cool that it's popular. It's growing. They have doubled down and released, you know, signed up for another year of content for it. But I have no interest in it. And it's a weird thing. Yeah, I don't know. It's like a... Like, that's weird, but then on top of that, like, covering games for a living, that gets weird, where it's like, oh, okay, well, there are just a bunch of games that we're just not going to cover past their initial launch. And, yeah, whatever. You like Rainbow Six Siege? Cool. Good on you. We have nothing to say about it. It's like the MMOification, the long-tailification of everything. It's weird. All right, I gotta go. I'll see you later.